Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're here for the very first time, welcome home. If you don't know me by now, this is where you get the straight scoop on exactly what it takes to make the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur, running your own coaching, consulting, or services-based business. It's the unvarnished truth. It's the straight dope. I don't know any other way I can describe it. And my friend, you are here for episode 50. So I have been recording Life After Corporate podcast for exactly 1 year, and I am super proud of my commitment and my consistency. Even though I didn't always record one every week, let's face it, I hit like 49 of them in a year. So I think that's a pretty good track record. And when I first came up with the idea of launching a podcast, it was just an idea. At first, I didn't know what I was going to call it. And as soon as I had a name, I reached out to my graphic designer and said, hey, can you, here are the dimensions of a podcast image. Can you put together some samples for me so I can pick something? And I chose the name Life After Corporate because I'm pretty literal in how I name things. I don't know why, but it's to show women who were burnt out in their corporate career, or perhaps they've aged out, or let's face it, 5 million women lost their job in the pandemic. Maybe this choice was made for you and you're looking for what's next. You know, how can I turn my passion into a business that has a purpose and focus on making profit while you make an impact? So that's what The Great Do-Over is all about. That's what this podcast is all about, Life After Corporate. And that's what the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs is all about. And that brings me to my next topic before we dive into our conversation today, which is the things it started out as five things I wish someone had told me when I started my business. And right now I'm up to seven things I wish someone had told me when I first started my business. So I hope this is useful to you too, as you embark on this journey, because no matter how successful you have been up until this point in time, there's nothing like starting your own business that will kick up all your stuff. And it might feel a little bit scary. You might be feeling insecure. You might be thinking that I don't know what I'm doing. And so that's why I'm here, my friend. I am here to paint the path for you. Maybe it's the yellow brick road to the Emerald City, whatever that is for you. So this episode is actually brought to you by the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. And I created the Launch Lab, actually, I think it's 4 years ago now, when I realized that most of the peers that I was meeting in these high-end mastermind programs, or you might be taking some of these courses yourself, these online programs and how to market your business, how to get new clients, whatever that topic is, there's someone teaching you their system or their formula for converting clients or for building a list or for building out your course, whatever that is for you. However, what they're not asking you and what they should be asking you is, does anyone want to buy what you're selling? Do you have a differentiated market position? Do you have a message that really stands out? Because you can build out a course, you can create content, you can create a 4-day challenge, you can do anything, any cookie cutter approach that someone else has figured out worked for them. But if you're not clear on the problem you solve, the people you serve, what makes you different from everyone else, and if you don't have a compelling message that stands out and draws those people to you, then you don't have a business. And so I invite you to reach out to me privately. You can respond to me at deb@thegreatdoover.com. Send me an email. Would love to hear from you. Or you can reach out to me in direct message on any social media platform. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram. I have the Life After Corporate Facebook group. So if you're not in Life After Corporate on Facebook, then maybe that's the place that we should start. And once you join, I'll reach out and say hello to you. But that's where you need to start. And so the seven things that I wish someone told me when I first got started is the topic today. However, I'm skipping over the fact that I already knew that I solved a problem in the marketplace because I was seeing all of these other women try and start a business and fail. And what happened was everybody's worst nightmare, which is they had to bootstrap themselves right back into a job. I remember when I was doing market research for the Launch Lab, and one of the women I had spoken with actually had burned through, I think it was over $100,000 of investment in different courses and programs and launching her business to the point where she was now in her 40s, back at home, living with her parents, and had to go back and get a job in some tech sector, I think. So that's what can happen. Just telling you the straight truth here. And you don't have to go that way. It is possible to replace your six-figure salary if we focus on the right things at the right time. So here are the five things that I wish someone had told me before I started leading my coaching and consulting business. So number one is revenue is great, but cash is king. So in the beginning, I wish I had scaled back my lifestyle just a little bit and invested my money more wisely. I wish I didn't sign up for all the courses I signed up. I wish I didn't spend so much money on an expensive website. So when you first start out, you need to plan for your future. And revenue isn't always coming in at a consistent pace, right? So you might have a five-figure month, and then you might follow that with 2 4-figure months when you're first getting started. So you need investment, you need cash to get you through those lean moments, but you also need cash to invest in your business in order to scale. So bright, shiny object syndrome is real. I personally had invested in way too many online courses and trainings and mastermind programs that really didn't deliver on the ROI, probably because I was the wrong business model, or maybe I wasn't mature enough in my business or in my marketing to really be able to take advantage of what they had to offer. And either they were cookie cutter approaches that didn't work for me or weren't right for that time in my business. And I wish someone had just said to me, Deb, create a great talk, give it over and over again in as many places as you can to get new clients, because that is the strategy that really works when you first start out. That is the strategy that has built my multiple six-figure business over the last nearly 10 years now. Today, I gave a talk. There were 52 women in the room. I haven't counted, but I think I have 10 or 12 women who have booked time on my calendar to learn more about the Launch Lab. So you don't need a fancy website. You don't need a fancy marketing program that's a 14-day challenge or a 21-day challenge. You need a talk. You need a talk. You need a message that people resonate with, that when you give that presentation, they want to know more. They want to work with you. They want to find out more. And then you're either converting them into your one-on-one coaching, or maybe you're attracting companies to you that you can potentially consult with. And then you're booking those appointments to see if it's a good fit and send out those proposals. So that's number one. Number two is that I find most women think too small when they're first starting out. And, you know, it's my first year, so I'd be happy with $60,000, or I'd be happy if I hit six figures. So if you're building a six-figure business, 10x your vision from day one. Think about what it's like to build a million-dollar business and plan your strategies as if you were building a seven-figure business. First of all, you'll get to six figures much faster, and you will find yourself on a path to a million before you know it. So this week on Clubhouse, or it was last week on Clubhouse, my colleague Jane Duber and I shared a room and we were talking about how building a six-figure business is not that much different than building a seven-figure business. It's just that you've built in more leverage into your product portfolio and you have a few more people helping you out behind the scenes. And you need good automation tools too. So I give a lot of hands-on support and advice to my clients in the programs. Everything else I want to automate or delegate in order to scale. So I think I would have paid more attention to not doing like a halfway job with creating my first funnel, but really doing a full out funnel strategy and analyzing how well is my funnel strategy working so that my automation is actually working in the background. It's not enough just to have automated something. It's that your automation needs to be working. So just yesterday, I looked at the calculator, the pricing calculator opt-in page. And maybe you're listening to this because you downloaded the pricing calculator and you saw an ad on Facebook and you used the tool and you thought it was cool. And I looked and I said, wow, most of my lead pages have at least a 40, sometimes a 50% conversion rate. And the calculator had like an 11% conversion rate. So first of all, it's new territory for me. It's Facebook ads to cold traffic into a lead page. So it's not necessarily people who already know who I am. So the conversion rates are going to be lower. But I decided I was going to tweak up the copy and that I was going to tell a more powerful story in the copy on that page rather than having it be pretty straightforward, direct, enter your email address. Here's your pricing calculator. So we'll see. I'll report back. But 10x your vision from day one. Really automate to handle more leads into your system and cultivate relationships with people behind the scenes. Number three, if cash is king, content is queen. And I think I owe that quote to Eleanor Beaton, who is a coach I worked with last year who helps people scale their coaching and consulting businesses to seven figures and beyond. But to stand out in this increasingly crowded market, let's face it, coaching is a $16 billion industry, which is great news. You know, that means that people are, coaching is no longer taboo or done behind the scenes. People are really open in their desire to want to hire a coach. But coaching is a $16 billion industry, and coaching organizations like ICF or IPEC or any number of certification programs are churning out hundreds of thousands of newly minted executive coaches, leadership coaches, life coaches, health coaches, you name it. And you need to have a differentiated strategy so that there is a defined problem that you solve, a specific niche or people that you serve, and then you're offering a differentiated solution that no one else is offering, or no one else is offering it in the way that you're offering it. So it's important early on that you develop your voice, you create a mission, you create a vision that your ideal clients can buy into. And you want to be known as the one who. So if you've been listening to these episodes up until now, you'll know that my goal for you is to be known as the one who. So I am the one who works with corporate women leaders when they first make the leap from corporate to launching their coaching and consulting business. And I'm known for that because I have a system, a process, a framework that quickly gets you to your differentiated value proposition and enables you to stand out in this crowded market. So be known as the one who solves a specific and measurable problem. Number four is to amplify your exposure. So for people to discover you, you need to be discoverable. So for many of us were not born with a cell phone in our hands. So going live on social media isn't a natural skill set for people in my age bracket, right? And I forgot where I was yesterday. I think I was with my clients in the Six Figure Accelerator, and we were talking about how they weren't comfortable just going live. I was talking to one of my clients, and I said, you know, you take these walks on the boardwalk every day. Just bring your phone with you and do a quick video tip for your legal clients, right? So she coaches women lawyers. who either want to get to general counsel or who are working in big law and they want to build a bigger book of business. And I think I'm going hoarse because I've been speaking nonstop for like 3 days. But anyway, if you weren't born with a cell phone in your hand, you might not be comfortable, you know, doing those informal videos, but that's what your ideal clients love. They love seeing the inside story. They love getting your informal tips. You don't have to have a good hair or makeup day in order to go live. Because if people can't hear you or see you, they can't buy from you. And if you're an introvert, you'll just need to get comfortable in front of a camera. So I think this has taken me the longest time to learn. I will confess, I am still not 100% comfortable just picking up my camera and shooting a quick video. But I did a silly video of me dancing on a Friday night as the way for me to like end my weekend. So I'm blessed that my partner is a musician. And so frequently after he gets home from work, he'll pull out his guitars and he'll just start practicing in the living room. And so as I come down and I end my day, my office is on the second floor, you know, I'll just break into dance, right? So he's my DJ. He's always got something going on. And shaking my body is the way that I transition from my workday to having fun and chilling out in my house and chilling out with my partner. And it's super uncomfortable for me to film that. But I'll tell you, when I post those videos on social media, those are the things that people comment on the most. They think it's so cool. So your people really want to know what's going on inside your life. So I know if you're resisting it, I know I resist it too. I resisted doing a selfie video because I like to plan and I like to feel prepared, but people really want to see you. In fact, this podcast, I didn't really plan to record. And I said, Deb, you don't have to be so polished. You don't have to be so prepared. You don't have to have that hour scheduled on your calendar that you're going to record a podcast. You can just hop on and get it done. So here I am. So I love the podcast too, because I don't have to do it on video. Although now everyone is saying you really need your podcast on iTunes to maximize your SEO. And I'm like, oh my God, no. I created the podcast because I didn't want to be on video. I just love the intimacy of audio. So that's why I love about Clubhouse too, because it can be real, you can be relaxed, you're having real conversations and you don't have to be self-conscious if your hair is on top of your head in a bun and you're still in your PJs and you don't have any makeup on. All right. So anyway, number five, the fifth thing that I really wish someone had told me is to realize that I wasn't starting over. It's not that I was the latest newbie coach on the block. I had 27 years of business experience in strategy, sales, product development, and marketing. And whatever your zone of genius or expertise is, you're not starting out from scratch. You are the sum of your life experience, your corporate experience, and the new skills that you've developed along the way. That's what people are buying, not the newly printed certificate that's on your wall that says you're now an executive coach or a leadership coach or a health coach or whatever professional training that you've received. It's that and everything you have ever invested in for your own personal and professional development. And like a good scotch, my friend, you get better with time and you command higher price points because you are well seasoned. How'd you like that analogy? I'm not even a scotch drinker, but Steve is. And so I thought I'd throw that in there. Number six, reverse engineer your revenue goal. For some reason, all the things we learn in corporate tend to fly out the window when you first start a business. In corporate, you have a revenue goal. You have a plan to meet that goal. You know how many units you need to sell and how many customers you'll need to close. And the same is true for your coaching, consulting, or services business. You need to have a direct path to the cash and be consistent in doing the things that get you in front of the people who need you. So if you haven't downloaded the revenue calculator yet, you can go grab that now. It's expert, pricingcalculator.com. It's a very simple tool. You plug in your revenue goal, hit return, and it will tell you exactly how many clients and prospects you'll need to reach. And there's a training that goes along with it and a workbook. So it's a fun, valuable thing that I use. I actually use in my business to calculate my revenue goal. So you need to be clear on where you're going in order to get there, and so that you can implement the right actions, take the right tactics, and actually get to where you want to go, right? So we can talk more about that later. And certainly if you have any questions on the revenue calculator or the pricing calculator, reach out to me. It's a pricing calculator, but it also helps you reverse engineer your revenue goal. Which brings me to my last point. Consistency, 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 my friend. Consistently wins every time. No matter what it is you do, if you write a weekly email, if you create a blog, you have a newsletter, a video blog, a weekly YouTube show, you need to be consistent. Even if you are doing a webinar to one person, which yes, has happened to me in the early days, make that person feel like the most important one in the room. And while people might not be live in the room with you, they are watching. I can't tell you how many times I've gone live on social media, like 5 days in a row, and no one was watching. No one was watching live or commenting while I was live in the room. And then days later, I get a message from someone that says, "How can I work with you?" When you're speaking from the heart and your ideal client, you have your ideal client in mind and you're speaking directly to them, when they hear you, they'll recognize themselves in you. They'll recognize that you're the one that's put here to help them get to where they want to go. So if you're speaking from the heart, your ideal clients will find you. But if you're giving into resistance and you're not being seen and heard, it's impossible. It's impossible for them to see you and to connect with you. So be consistent, my friend. Consistency wins all the time. So those are the 7 things I wish someone had told me when I first was getting started. So what do you wish you learned at the very beginning? If you've been in this game for a while and you have some scars to prove it, would love to hear from you. Reach out to me in social media or send me an email, deb@thegreatdoover.com. What do you wish you learned when you first were getting started? And if you're not yet in the Life After Corporate Club on Clubhouse, we now have a club. So find me. I am at Deb Boulanger on Clubhouse. I go live at least once a week. I'm trying to get super regular in my calendar. I bring along amazing colleagues and friends, and we are there just to take your questions. And it's where you and I can be in the same room and talk about some of the ups and downs of this crazy journey and talk about some of the subjects that we've brought up in these amazing episodes. So I'm so proud of the guests that I've been able to bring to you. They have amazing pedigrees, amazing advice to share. And I'm here. I'm here. I'm here for you. And I'm here because of you, because I want this to be a smooth and satisfying transition for you so that you can impact the people you're here to impact and make the money that you deserve. That's it for now, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.